Let's chat some tech. It is your Tech Talk Tuesday with Tienus Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za joining us live in studio today. And something for the gamers and for the moms and dads out there at the same time. How's it, Tienus?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, lekker, lekker. So, again, we're seeing a change in the gaming landscape as to the usual way we know how to engage in gaming, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, gaming is, as we've discussed in the past, by far the biggest entertainment industry in the world. It's bigger than movies, sports, series, TV combined. So it's a huge industry, and that means there's going to be some innovation and new ways that people can get into gaming.
The only thing that I, as a parent, it is an expensive hobby to start off with. If you think about buying consoles or, you know, Xboxes, PS5s, computers, PCs, everything, it's quite a setup and a bit of a financial outlay that you have to make from the beginning.
Exactly, and especially over the last couple of years where there was chip shortages, the price of hardware just shot up. I mean, you can now in South Africa buy a top of the line graphics card for your PC, and it's going to cost you 50,000 rand just for the graphics card.
Sorry, my boy, not this year for Christmas.
Yeah, and then, you know, the top of the line, the new consoles are 10 to 15 grand, depending on the spec. It's quite expensive. So this is what GeForce Now, that is just launched in South Africa, is trying to solve.
Okay, so tell me about it, because I think moms and dads, listen up.
Right, so NVIDIA, GeForce, you know the name from the graphics cards, and they launched GeForce Now a couple of years ago overseas, and now it's available in South Africa, which means that you can pay 200 rand a month, and you can stream through the GeForce Now servers all of your games for 200 rand a month. And that means you'll get 1080p resolution, so proper resolution, 60 frames per second. The latency is really, really good, and we've done some testing on it. And you are essentially having access in your server to a top-of-the-line graphics card that, you know, would cost you 30, 40, 50,000 rand if you were going to buy it outright.
My goodness. So this basically eliminates the need for your consoles that fill up the entire cupboard space in the living room. So what do you essentially need to be able to play this?
So what's great about it is you can use anything. You can use your phone and connect a controller. You can use a tablet. You can use your laptop, even a cheap laptop, and run it through a browser.
Wow.
Or the app through the laptop as well. So there's many, many options. And you don't need that expensive upfront hardware. So you can use your phone, which you've already got, and just buy a relatively affordable controller, pay the 200 rand a month, and then you get access to GeForce Now, and you can stream your games, obviously, if you've got a reliable internet connection.
Well, that is the thing. I mean, if you take a look at the internet solutions in South Africa, I mean, it has grown in leaps and bounds over the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking at my fiber network at home. I mean, it's not the best package, but it's efficient to do most things, which is amazing. And it is fairly affordable as well. So where do parents then go to do this? And also, I mean, the type of games that you can play, is it kind of the games that we know and love that you can get, and how do you get them?
Yeah, exactly. So you can get any of the games that is available on the Steam store. So that's effectively every single game that's available on the platform. And you buy it as per usual through Steam, as you would on your computer or your Xbox. Then you just connect that to your GeForce Now, and you play the games directly through there. So you buy your games as per normal through Steam, and then you can stream them for 200 rand a month.
My goodness. So what's your take on this? I mean, are you excited for this development?
I've been excited for game streaming for a while. It's just taken a while for the technology to catch up, because you can imagine you're playing over the internet. There's input from your controller that needs to connect to your device, that needs to go through the internet to the server, do the action, and that has to come all the way back. So there was a lot of steps in the process, which meant that latency specifically and input lag was a big problem when they started out 5, 6, 7. Some people even tried it almost a decade ago. But I think we're almost ready now. We're there where this technology is kind of ready for prime time. And as I said, we tested it out, and latency is really good. I mean, we're talking 50 milliseconds, which is essentially what you'll get with an online game if you're playing on your PlayStation or Xbox, depending on your server.
Exactly. But this almost ushers in almost like a new era of gaming, specifically for South Africa, now that it's launching here. I can just relate to my boys. You know, they play online, and it's all the Minecrafts, and it's the Fortnites. You know what I'm saying? But it's, I mean, the setup cost is a thing. So now, I think it can open a whole new world for parents to look at a different kind of gaming, especially for those who can't invest in that hardware, because we know 100%. It's so expensive.
Yeah, no, that's definitely kind of where the space is going. And as long as the technology keeps improving, there's no reason even people that have invested that money can't make the shift over.
Well, thank you very much for informing us, Tiernis. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
A little golden nugget of gaming advice right there. NetEuropeo Tech Talk Tuesday, the Smile 90.4 FM.